CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari on demand. We forgot to do one of these yesterday again, Ari.
Oh, that is like the saddest moment in my life is when we forget to do this on-demand intro.
Now, what do we do on today's show? We caught up with Matthew Fennell. Fennell?
I actually don't know if I've been saying it wrong.
I don't know Fendog. What we said.
Fendog. It's Fendog underscore Aussie underscore Gypsy on Instagram. So let's just call him Fendog. What a legend, though, walking all the way from the very top tip of Australia all the way down the side. Mm. I wonder if he's going to actually walk while he's on the Spirit, or does that count as cheating?
Yeah.
Should have asked. Forgot about that.
Damn it.
And then he's walking all the way to the very bottom of Tassie. So we can't wait to see him. He's expected to arrive end of November. So, yeah.
He was literally walking as we talked to him. You could hear the traffic and everything was great.
Yeah, everyone was giving a bit of a toot as well, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But raising money and awareness for mental health, which is highly important, especially with the pandemic and everything going on at the moment.
We chatted all things rock and roll because the Rock Challenge is coming up next week, which we're emceeing. We touched on that, didn't we?
We're going to have to save our energy because I think that's going to be a late night.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm.
And then the night after, I'm actually travelling to Launceston to play a gig.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, playing at Junction Festival the next night. So, and then I'll drive back and do the show Friday morning.
Oh my God,
so
it's gonna Friday's going to be fun.
And what else did we do? We got back in touch with our old mate Rod.
Oh my God, that was so funny. I can't believe, we finally got his joke. I don't want to ruin it for you. Just make sure you listen.
Yeah, look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Let's do it again.
Good morning. What even is today? Wednesday?
I know.
Happy hump day.
I'm a bit all over the place with the days this week too.
Yeah, it's because of that wild Friday night we had.
It messes you up.
It does.
When you have the early schedule, you can't handle it. Plus, I'm an old man at this point. 30.
Yeah, that's fine. No shame. I've been doing puzzles, so I'm going to classify myself as an old lady now.
Ari, you know when you turn 18 or you turn 21 or 20 or whatever and you think, am I going to feel different tomorrow when I turn this age, or will I feel different, and you don't feel any different? Mm. It's completely different on your 30th birthday.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Everything changes overnight. People treat you differently.
Did you find that you had that when you were 25? When I turned 25, I went through this whole whoa, I'm like on the other side.
You went through some kind of quarter life crisis, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was kind of like, what am I even doing with my life? I'm 25. Like 24, you're like, yeah, I'm 24. 25 is like, ooh. So I'm not keen for 30. It's only 2 years away, so.
Yeah, I actually have heard from quite a few people a bit of a crisis around the 25 to 28 age range.
It's a weird age. All my friends are getting married, having babies, and then there's like, I've got younger friends that are living their best life, just, going out, and I'm like, in this middle range.
You've got Santi.
Yeah, I've got my fam bam, for sure.
He's going to be in tomorrow. I'm so excited.
God.
She's going to be in.
Thank you. Get that
Ari's
correct.
Dog. Also, today we're giving the big check away, aren't we?
We are to Cancer Council Tasmania for Coins for Kids. It's massive. As in the physical check is massive.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty excited.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The Tassie Rock Challenge, the Northwest Heat, coming up next week. Wednesday, the 1st of September at Buttons Brewery. You and myself, Ari, are emceeing the event.
I'm pretty excited. One, because I love hanging out in Ulverston. It's a vibe. And two, I can't wait to listen to all the music.
Yeah, the young rockers.
Yeah, and you are a drummer, Adam. You love to tell everyone. You were in the Rock Challenge many moons ago.
Yeah, I went in a couple. This is my chance as an MC of the event to get my revenge because we did not get in the finals. We didn't get in the finals. Check this out. I've actually got a clip.
Oh, my God.
This is the chant. My band was called Margaret Spread. And this is the this is the chant that we got at the end. There you go. And
that,
we didn't win.
Hat won. So many questions. How did you get a group to chant your name? You must have been really good, and then you didn't get into the finals. Not sure what's going down there. And
The name choice, not even going to go there. Strange. But what? The Rock Challenge must be pretty legit.
Yeah. It's like, because it's also, you're underage, it's all bands at school and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a chance to go out and rock and roll with your mates.
That is so fun. Anyway, it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah.
You can come and join us.
Yeah. Next Wednesday at Buttons Brewery. Mm. We'll be hosting it. It'll be good to watch the Young Rockers.
You're going to give a little bit of a performance too? Just a wee bit.
Maybe.
I haven't actually seen you get on the drums yet. Is there any videos?
Maybe I could get up there and do a flam paradiddle.
Yeah,
what's that? We'll have to see. Ah, it's like it's a flam paradiddle. We were 18 or 19 or something, playing a show in Lonnie at a place called the Hotel New York. I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay.
Not because of this, but this I'm sure didn't help.
Hashtag drink responsibly. I think this is going to be one of those stories.
We'd had a couple, 18, 19. It was totally legal to have a couple by this point. But they'd let us stay there. We were travelling up from Hobart to play the Hotel in New York. We're opening for quite a semi-big band that had opened themselves for Queens of the Stone Age. So we're excited, got a bit loose. We're upstairs. The walls were made out of concrete. And me and this fella, right, not only, I mean, there's all this other stuff, like we put soap in my mate's bed and he ended up hooking up with the girl who became his wife.
Oh.
But they had soap, all this soap. I mean, I feel like I had a part in, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Their marriage in a way, but that's a whole nother story. So me and the singer of the band were lying back on the bed, throwing bottles against the concrete wall.
Why?
Because it was concrete and we were 18.
I am so happy you grew up.
I know,
like,
so am I.
So happy. Don't even fathom why that would be something funny to do.
Yeah, we were just, we're cleaning up in the morning. No one will ever know. But, heaps. Just because there's so many empty bottles in the room against this concrete wall.
Why?
Well, this is the bad bit. One of them was thrown hard enough that it bounced off the wall but didn't break. But it must have hit the wrong bit of the bottle. Bounced off the wall, went through the window.
Oh, no.
And almost hit some people down in the beer garden.
Oh, no.
And in what felt like a split second, every single staff member came running up the stairs and unlocked the door with their key and opened the door, saw the soap all in the beds and the broken glass all over the floor looked at us and said, you know, what the...
Yeah, and this is why you don't let young men...
stay for free in your hotel upstairs with concrete walls. Dangerous, but... We pleaded with them. We said, please let us stay. And they still let us stay. But they were like, tell us why we shouldn't just kick yous out. Because you're a good band. I know. Of course they should have.
And that's also like your band. So your band would have got a bad rep.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Like, yous are a good band. Like, tell us why we shouldn't just tell everyone not to have yous play. Like, yous are good. He kept saying we were good. It's like, it's not the time for compliments, mate.
You would have just been like, yeah, I know, mate. We are so good. very disappointed in you, though.
It was, they calmed down the next day because I paid for the window and stuff. They calmed down the next day because the next day they found this, like, brown sludge in the sink. They thought that someone had pooed in the sink.
Oh, my God.
But it was one of our mates just vomited up M&Ms in the sink. And then they were happy. Because it wasn't poo, so all's well that ends well. Trivia Trial.
It is time for Trivia Trial. We're going to ask you a question. If you know the answer, just give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And I mean, the odds are pretty good, considering you'll be in the draw with only four other people.
Mm.
That's a pretty good odd, you know.
Or five.
Well, four other people.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Adam. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals, and Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's heater. Adam, what's the question today?
Today's question, the Tasmanian Rock Challenge, the northwest heat of it, happening next Wednesday.
Where is it happening?
What's the venue? Trivia Trial. 1300 655 922. Brogan from Burnie on the line to do a bit of trivia. Brogan, the question today is the northwest heat of the Rock Challenge being held in what venue?
Buttons Brewery.
Yeah, mate, you know it. Good work.
Congratulations. Correct. We'll chuck you in the prize pool to win the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome. Thank you.
day in history thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
The 25th of August today, Ari. Why don't we have a look at it?
I'm actually really excited for today's history. I have no idea what's happening, but I'm here for it.
It was on this day in 1932 that Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo non-stop across the US of A. She went from LA to New Jersey.
That's pretty cool.
Mm. In 1958, Momofuku Undo released, that's a brand, released,
I was like, what is
released
that?
The first ever package of pre-cooked instant noodles.
I love an instant noodle.
Mm, good stuff, isn't it?
Yummy.
So thank you. Very appreciative of that.
It's the birthday of the instant noodle. On this day in 1975, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run album was released. Do you like a bit of Bruce?
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's good. They call him the boss.
The boss, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm actually have never found out why.
Not good enough, Adam.
On this day in 1995, big day in Australia, Windows 95 was released. Now, Brian Eno made that tune.
Yeah.
That was the sound that it made when it started up.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Eno from Roxy Music made it. He got paid so much money with a big, long list of instructions. It had to be this, this, this. And that's what he came up with. I think he did a good job.
That's
he only had
good.
Like 3 seconds to work with.
Does he still get money for every time that sound gets played? Probably not.
He probably gets royalties for the fact we broadcast it, although if it's 3 seconds, I don't know. Also, no one has a Windows 95 anymore.
Yeah, true.
What was your first computer?
Oh, I don't even know.
Did you have a family computer?
But it was so long ago.
Yeah.
I remember we were one of the first classes at our school to have a computer in the classroom.
Mm.
And it was, it was only our class that had one in the whole school, which was
pretty,
pretty cool.
Lucky.
Yeah, everyone used to go in at lunchtime and, like, try to plan the computer.
Yeah,
it was
massive. We had a little Windows 98 in the classroom that had lemmings on it. Everyone used to love playing lemmings. But, yeah, we had a Windows 95, but even before that, Dad, I don't even know what kind of computer it was, but he was studying. And it was like a green. The screen was just different shades of green. It wasn't even a coloured screen.
So strange.
And he used to just play chess on it. So as kids, we called chess studying because Dad would be in there studying, but he'd be playing chess on the computer. And then we'd want to play studying.
You know what was really cool, though? The old Apple computers that were like chunky as and all colourful.
Yeah.
Weren't they cool?
Very chunky. And on this day in 2019, you won't care about this, but this was huge. Ben Stokes won somehow with an unbeaten 135 lead. He kept the Ashes series alive for England in what was one of the, and this is coming from an Australian supporter, and he's an England player, but one of the all-time great innings.
One of, if not the greatest, Test match innings ever played.
A lot of us, because it was in England, it was overnight. A lot of us went to bed and was like, oh, it's over. You know, we've won again. Woke up and was like, Ben Stokes won it? How'd he do that?
76 runs in it.
There was a 76-run partnership in the last partnership, and the guy at the other end only got one of those runs.
You are honestly speaking gibberish to me. Sorry.
So when the bowler's batting, the idea is to make sure that they face as few balls as possible because they will get out.
Yeah.
So he was just blocking him and not getting runs. He got one run. That's it.
Yeah.
The guy at the other end got 75 runs during their partnership.
That's a lot of runs.
Good on you, Stokesy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's what it is, and we're lucky to be joined by Matthew Fennell on the phone as he's walking. Now, this guy is walking from the top of Australia to the very bottom. You can find him on Facebook at Cape to Cape for a life worth living. Now, Matthew, how many kind of Ks are you covering per day at the moment?
So, on average, to achieve it in the 140-day goal is 35 kilometres a day, but just lately I've been averaging 40s. I did 50... I think I did 52 or 55 last night. The day before was a bit of a shorter day because there's been bits of rain that have been affecting my distances.
Yeah.
So what day did you start?
I started on the 13th. It was a Tuesday and I started at 12 o'clock from the very tip. So the most northern rock that I could find on a low tide. So I've been going for 40-plus days now, 42, 43 days, something like that, if my maths was correct.
Wow, so when you say the 13th of last month.
Yeah, sorry, apologies.
Wow.
It was the 13th of this month. That'd be hot shoe shuffle, and I'd be having some of those roller shoes on, mate. One of my mates suggested that. They said, oh, why don't you get some of those roller shoes and just through the night when no one's looking, scoot along. I'm like, mate, if you've driven down the Bruce Highway, you know, it'd probably be more of a hazard than a good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, so Matt, so you're doing Cape to Cape for a life worth living. Your goal is to raise $250,000. You're currently at $17,554. What exactly? Yeah, well, there you go. A bit of an update for you. Yeah. Congratulations on what you've raised so far. Why are you walking Cape to Cape? And tell us a bit about what is motivating you to do this every morning.
Yeah, so look, mental health and suicide prevention and awareness is something that aligns me. And then in some very sad circumstances, last year, tomorrow's actually the anniversary of my mate, sorry, I'm going to get a bit upset here, my mate Brady passing away. Now, his was a medical issue. His was a medical issue. It wasn't him taking his own life. But 5 weeks exactly after that, his partner and fiancée took her life as well. So I wasn't actually going to do this walk till next year. So believe it or not, I've only planned this walk as per the planning stage since April. And I got everything together really quick. And I've always had the ability, if I want to do something, to just put it all together. And I think if you put things out there and you manifest things, and you really want it, there's no time frame that can constrain you from what you want to do. So the driving force behind it is mental health.
So Matthew, obviously raising awareness about this stuff, but is this also helping you get through dealing with losing your friends like that?
Yeah, look, mate, that's just one story out of many, many, many in my life. Obviously, you guys know, when you live that teenage years from, you know, 15 through to your 30s, we all make silly decisions. We become young adults, our hormones are running wild. We've discovered alcohol and whatnot, and people make silly decisions, and also we're very extreme in our emotions. So I'm actually back to the person I was when I was in my, late 20s, early 30s. I was a very strong person, very, very well driven, always did what I wanted to do, race, downhill mountain bikes, rock climbing, biking, you name it.
Yeah.
So I really want to push people. I mean, the brain and the mind is exactly like every other part of the body. If you don't work it, you kind of lose it, and it's that you don't have that resilience. So this journey for me is quite a long journey, and I don't have to push as hard as I am, but I'm pushing as hard as I can to test myself daily and push myself daily and find my limits. And then if I can push through that limit with, a few more, little adjustments and whatnot, then I will. So I did 108 kilometers in 18 hours.
Wow.
Walking time. A week ago, I walked from Daintree down to Cairns in 25 hours in total, and that was, stopping and talking to people along the way. But moving time was 18 hours, and I covered 108 kilometres. I was pretty smoked after that. Little did I know my shoes had gone about 200 kilometres over what the average shoe usually is good for, and I found that out to about 700-800 kilometres, I'd done 900 in them. So when I put my finger through the top of my shoe to the bottom was basically like a half-worn Havana thong or something like that, It's like,
oh God.
Yeah, my feet were smoked because there was no support.
Oh, my God.
Must have bad blisters.
Man, blisters are pretty good, hey. I've had to lance a couple, and something that a lot of people might not be aware of is, I mean, tattooists and people that get tattooed, be aware as your skin gets older, your dermal layers don't stick together as tight as they used to, the collagen. Big cane truck driving past me. So what had happened was I got a blister under my toe, and I didn't trade it. I pushed through the pain as well, because pain's just a receptor to your brain to warn you that there's something going on. Or I'm like, all right, it's just a blister.
Yeah.
So I had a look at it, and it was starting to get pretty bad. It actually started to creep up around the side of my foot, and I was having a chat to one of my mates. He's like, mate, you got to lance it, because otherwise it's going to become part of the whole top of your toe. And then the more raw, fresh skin you get underneath, the more risk of infection. So I had to pop that one. I treated it right, had a couple of days off.
Yeah.
Popping the blister, believe it or not, if you haven't done it, is actually a relief. Like, the pressure is like, oh, it's like taking the backpack off at the end of the day, or it's like a girl popping the bra off, or, you know, getting out of the workplace. It's such an awesome feeling.
It is the best feeling.
I'm sure everyone can relate to that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, nothing better than taking off that bra.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're still joined on the phone by Matthew Fennell. He's walking from the very top of Australia to the bottom to raise both awareness and money for mental health.
And so you're walking towards us. You're coming to Tassie.
Indeed.
So do you have an estimated date of arrival in Tassie?
I do. I think November.
Yeah.
Looks pretty damn good, but I didn't realise that the journey that I'm doing and the way that I talk and carry myself had opened up so many hearts. I mean, the stories that I've heard so far, and people are just coming straight up to me and without even a second thought telling me about their stories, and I absolutely love that. It's not something you do. You wouldn't walk up to someone on the street that you don't know
and share.
Just tell them what I'm being told, but they know what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I'm taking as much time as I can to talk to people. Because I've got three things that I really preach hard on. One is, you control your own happiness. The second one is, you can't control another human being. And the third one is, we don't have to do life. We can do vicariously through celebrities, the internet, the television, or try and be someone else. But we get to do life. And that's an absolute blessing.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed that I can have 2 feet, a heartbeat, and do this right now. So, yeah, the journey might take a bit longer, but I'm going to say November. That was a very long answer for you guys. But
that's
okay. As
you follow
my journey, I talk quite a bit, but I don't know, I like explaining the whole situation. So, yeah.
Love what you're doing. We can't wait for you to arrive in Tassie. Hopefully we'll get to maybe walk a little bit with you even.
Mm, yeah, that'd be
that
fun.
That would be absolutely fantastic. And I can't wait for that cooler weather too, because she's about 28 degrees at the moment and 90% humidity. So
it's hot.
Yeah. Wet clothes first thing in the morning is not good.
Yeah, it's currently 2 degrees here in Devonport. So.
Oh, my God. I would happily be trudging on through that. I'd be able to do 70-kilometre days. No, maybe not.
Well, thank you so much for what you are doing. We think it's absolutely phenomenal. Just a quick question. So you are raising, your goal is $250,000. Have you created a Cape to Cape for Life Worth Living charity, or is this being donated to, like, Lifeline or something?
If you search on the internet Cape to Cape for a Life Worth Living, you'll come up with a Facebook page for it.
Yep.
It might come up with a few newspaper articles, and it'll come up with a GoFundMe. Now, that GoFundMe is what you just read out there before the amount. Now, if you read through the updates, I've got to do another one, but I have authority to fundraise from the Black Dog Institute. They are the epitome of mental health study in Australia. They do wonderful things. They pay doctors, psychologists, PhD doctors to study and help give people tools and, little tests to find out where they're at in life with these things, because some of these things need to be analysed. I think they deserve all the money in the world. And look, $250 is the target for me, and I know that sounds like a lot of money, but if 1% of the Australian population donates $5, that's $1.4 million. And if you think about that, 1% of the population is only 280,000 people. So the money doesn't help if people don't reach out. But it'd be lovely to see a massive amount in there where I can go, okay, Black Dog, there's $500,000.
All right, Matthew Fennell, thanks for joining us. Very exciting to have him on the phone while he's walking as well, Ari.
Oh, no, it's been so good.
You can find him on GoFundMe.
Cape to Cape, A Life Worth Living, if you want to donate. And on Instagram, Fendog_Aussie_Gypsy.
Yeah, if you find him on Insta, you can see all the updates and you can see little videos.
It's
actually
been really interesting to keep up to date of where he is and what he's doing and how is he going. All the food updates too.
Plus, you got to go on there and check out that bushy beard he's got, don't you?
Massive beard.
Yeah, guys, please stop and talk to me. If you feel you need to talk to me and you can't, reach out to me on my Instagram, my DMs, on my Insta and my Facebook, and I'm just walking. I've got all the time in the world to message and talk to people back, and I love when people reach out to me. So, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks again, Matt. And if you are struggling and you need someone to talk to, the Lifeline number is 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14.
Song, 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 snack.
Hey, here's the song. Ari looks like she's about to explode into dance.
I can't help it.
All right, the number's 1-300-655-922 if you know what that song is.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. We got Trent from the East Side, East Devonport, on the line to unsnag this song. What do you think the song is, Trent?
Is it Lady Marmalade?
Do you know the artist?
Is it Pink and Christina Aguilera?
I think it might be. I think you might be absolutely correct, Trent.
Thank you.
Good job.
Congratulations. Uh-huh. We'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella.
All right, thanks. Hit music.
Now, yesterday, just before the word sandwich, we had Rod call up with this joke.
Well, I just rang up thinking about the Frog's Legs.
Oh, yeah?
And I made up a little joke. How do you stir a frog with no legs?
How do you stir a frog with no legs, Ari?
Hey, mate, you are hopeless.
Nice,
you
Rod.
You hopeless idiot.
That's pretty good.
I didn't quite get it, Ari. You obviously got it, but...
I just... You know when something's not that funny that it's funny, but I get the hopeless. Like,
yeah, look...
That's funny, but it doesn't work with no legs.
I'll explain my confusion. So I went home after yesterday's show and did some soul searching. And it was around 5 p.m. last night that it finally clicked.
Yeah.
So my confusion was, because he said stir, I thought he meant stir like in a bowl.
That's what I thought.
Because we were talking about eating weird animals.
Yeah.
But he meant stir. Stir like tease. Like, how do you tease a frog with no legs? You call it up, mate, you're a hopeless idiot.
I was thinking you were trying to stir the frog with its arms.
Yeah, its legs or its arms. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. So I figured it out. Rod's one step ahead.
Oh my God, that joke is actually hilarious. Yeah.
Good on you, Rod. So I did get it.
You did. Honest to God, I was saying with you, I thought, yeah, how would you, well, you use arms?
Yeah, he meant stir as in tease a frog with no legs, you're hopeless. And then he said, it's like a fly with no wings, it's a walk and stuff.
Yeah, that was...
Rod's one step ahead of us.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's on the line at 1-300-655-922. We have Rod because it took till today for us to finally get the joke that he called in with yesterday.
I can't believe my wife just called me and I can't believe how thick you are.
I know.
We're one day too early for Thickhead Thursday.
I know. Maybe that could be a new segment and you could lead it off.
Yeah, we're the first example.
It's because we were talking about food. Yeah, we honestly both thought...
You put it in a bowl and stir it.
Yeah, that's
what we were thinking. Because we were talking about eating them and weird food. And, yeah, it took us a whole day to get it, Rod.
To be honest, but I still didn't get it.
Here it goes again. How do you stir a frog with no legs? Say, you're hopeless.
Yeah. Stir as in tease.
Yes.
Yeah, we get it now.
Yeah.
See, we need practice, Rod. We need practice to keep up with you, mate. It took 12 hours. I did get it. I was sitting at home thinking about it, Rod, and it just clicked. I was, oh.
Like so much later.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll think about devising this segment, Thickhead Thursday, and get people to ring up with their thickhead stories.
Yeah,
we'll share this one again.
Yeah, prime candidate, this one.
And you can highlight how thick you are.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Rod.
No worries.
C-F-F. I'm a bit hungry, Ari.
Oh, my God, I am.
You know what I could eat?
A sandwich.
Some words?
Word sandwich.
More.
So lame. Yes, it is word sandwich time, though. If you know the word that goes in the middle of our sanger, then give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's Cafe. Yum.
All right, Thea, hit us.
Your words for today are scatter and wave.
Scatter and wave.
Scatter and wave. I actually forgot we did this one.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have Abby from Burnie on the line. Give her the words, Thea.
Your words for today are scatter and wave.
What do you think, Abby?
Is it brain?
The word for my sandwich is brain. Scatterbrain. Brain wave.
You know it, Abby. Nice work.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Ambers in their cafe for their new winter menu.
Cool. Thank you.
Are
you
You're
in the,
welcome.
You in the car, Abby?
Yeah, I am.
You on the way to school?
Yeah.
You're looking
I'm about to go into school now.
Oh, are you? Are you going to tell them all that you were on the radio today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Huge shout out to Abs. Thanks for calling in.
Hit music. Music.
We're on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We're asking today, would you rather be too hot or too cold? I'm different. So in the day, I'd rather be colder. And then at night, I prefer to sleep. I'd prefer to sleep in a hot on a hot night than a cold night.
No.
I get woken up more by the cold than the hot.
Really? If I sleep too hot, I get nightmares.
I don't mind a sweaty sleep.
So strange. Timothy Cooper, though, has commented on our post.
Yeah.
If it's cold, you can always put on more clothing. If it's hot, there is only so much you can take off before it becomes inappropriate, yeah. Especially at work.
Yeah, quite a few
too
people.
Too true, Timothy. Too
especially
true.
At work, yeah.
Walking around naked may not go down well with the boss.
So, yeah, if you've got your thoughts, Adam at CFM Tasmania on Facebook.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher voting is open for today. The slates are clean.
The clate's been slipped clean. So go for it.
Struggle Street. Miss Gay Kelly from Hillcrest Primary School has made the top three. Now, Miss Gay Kelly is a part of the Kelly gang. That's what they refer to if you've been in that class. And it's more about the life experiences and learning about having fun, singing, choirs, Christmas parades, and so much more.
And good times.
And all good times. Travis Cruz, Mr. Travis Cruz from Devonport Christian School. He's the teacher with the PS4.
VR.
The VR, the drone.
I believe he confirmed, yeah, VR Zoom beanies. He definitely said that.
Yeah, the cool kid on the block sort of situation.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Rachel Atkinson. I think it's your favourite, Adam.
I don't want to lead the witness.
True,
I said this off air for a reason. But yeah, she's my favourite.
But you like the fact that she started to be a teacher and became a teacher because of Matilda and Miss Honey.
Yep.
Which is absolutely beautiful. So make sure you get your votes in now. They're your top three. CFMTAS.com.au.
Hit music. Music.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast done for another day. I guess this is technically the outro of the show, Ari.
Yeah.
Does outro, is it short for outroduction? What does outro mean?
I actually have never thought of that.
I guess. Welcome to the show's outroduction. With Adam and Ari on CFM.
Why do you have to ask me such complicated questions? I was going to say hump day is like almost over for us.
For us.
That means we're smooth sailing to the weekend.
For a lot of people, they're like an hour into hump day. So just go easy.
Sorry.
But yeah. The more days go by, the better I feel after the weekend that we had.
Yeah, just got to recover. This weekend, I'm staying home in my pajamas and my Audi all weekend, and I'm not going out anywhere.
Famous last words, those.
Yeah, let's see if I live up to those words.
I bet, but tomorrow you'll be having a thirsty Thursday already, I reckon.
Oh. To be honest, probably.
We'll see what happens. Tune in and find out.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alrighty, ads. That's hump day done.
Yep, we've got to go.
Over and out. We're going to go give the check to Cancer Council Taz. Massive novelty check.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
Yeah, that's the best bit. I mean, obviously, helping people who are very, very sick is the best bit. But other than that, the best bit, the size of the novelty check.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever held a novelty check?
No.
See? Boom. Done. We get to hold one. You and I get to present it to them.
Mm.
And Coins for Kids is like something I'm really passionate about, so I'm very excited to see their reaction and to help as well.
Yep.
That is obviously the main part.
Yep. All right. So, yeah, we've got to go do that.
Bye.